Alan West, Facebook and Twitter help Antifa while censoring everyday Americans protesting lockdowns. By Robert Krajicek on June 3, 2020. Former Representative Alan West, RFL, highlighted Facebook and Twitter's politically driven and arbitrary censorship of information. Contrasting the platform's facilitation of operations executed by Antifa and Black Lives Matter while censoring disagreement with public health authorities' positions. West joined Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host Ed Martin to discuss ongoing unrest, protests, and riots following the death of George Floyd. West remarked, "What infuriates me more than anything else is that these social media platforms are being used by groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter to organize, to get out their orders and instructions, but when we had everyday Americans that wanted to have rallies about the unconstitutionality of these stay-at-home orders and the lockdowns and shutdowns, I call it illegal martial law and house arrest." Facebook and Twitter threatened to censor them. Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey need to stop making decisions based upon their ideological agendas. Listen. The killing of George Floyd was heinous, West stated. It was offensive. It was evil. It was tyrannical and despotic to see someone put their entire weight in their left knee on the carotid artery of a man who was handcuffed, and his crime was forgery, $20 bills. Not armed robbery, not attempted murder, or aggravated assault. So, he was not armed or any danger to any of those four police officers that were there around him. West continued, "There is no excuse for what we see happening in America. It just goes back to the Rahm Emanuel mantra of never letting a good crisis go to waste." Antifa is a domestic terrorist group, West declared, and we need to peel the onion back. We need to find the leadership. We need to find the resourcing. Black Lives Matter is no better. Black Lives Matter does not show up in Chicago or any of the other major urban population centers across the country run by Democrats, where you see black-on-black crime. They say nothing about the atrocious fact that 20 million black babies have been murdered in the womb thanks to Planned Parenthood, which was founded by a white supremacist and a racist. West went on, "I see people cherry-picking and using the theme of racism and being a racist to fit an ideological agenda, and we have got to have strong voices to stand up and push back against this. If we cannot maintain law and order in our streets, then we were going to see the undermining of our constitutional republic. We now have a domestic enemy," West said. "We have an enemy that, without a doubt, has declared that they want to undermine this constitutional republic. They want to replace it with a governing system that is completely different." West added, "We cannot have these seditious organizations and groups that are running amok in the United States of America and recruiting people. November's elections present a choice between individual sovereignty and collective enslavement," determined West. "It comes down to understanding the right and true relationship between the individual citizen and the institution of government," West said. "In the United States of America, the individual citizens, if you read our Declaration and our Constitution, are sovereign. And why is the individual sovereign? Because their inalienable rights come from their Creator, God, not from man." West articulated a fundamental distinction between left-wing ideology and conservatism. "There are people that believe that the institution of government should be supreme and sovereign over the individual. And that's not what we have in America," West explained. "We have to decide, are we going to be individually sovereign or are we going to be collectively subjugated?" West went on, "We have to decide, do we want to be victors or do we want to be victims? We have to decide, do we want to be economically empowered or do we want to be economically enslaved? There is no greater time in the history of the United States of America to draw a clear delineation in these two very different philosophies of governance." West concluded by noting the links between Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and the Democrat Party. Barack Obama said we're 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America, and they believe that they can do that, West recalled. "That's why you see them out there on the streets, using fear, intimidation, coercion, and violence to get the ends that they want." Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.